Fellas, welcome back. Okada, welcome back.
Okada.
Matt's the only one that can't say it.
You can't say it.
So
I'll quit.
Yeah. So for this week's episode, I'm going to do something a little different. All right. Most of the people that are going to see this and our followers at this point, they don't really know what goes on behind the scenes. And one thing that they don't know is that there is a chat group where a lot of memes get passed back and forth. I mean, there's legit days where I wonder what the hell y'all do all day, because I'll be like away from my phone and then I'll see like 71 missed messages on WhatsApp. I'm just like, what is going on here? And like half of them are memes or reels from Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, wherever. But some of them pose some interesting hypothetical questions.
Now, before you move forward, I do want to say.
He wants to try to correct the record.
I want to correct the record here and say I have also been on the receiving end of that barrage of barrage. Messages.
Okay, barrage.
I know, sorry.
Notice the only one who hasn't.
Correct.
Is Mateo.
Mateo.
Every episode, he's going to have a different name. Correct. At this point.
When's Miyagi coming?
Waxon.
No, I've been listening.
I appreciate you trying to correct the record. However, comma.
There's always a however, comma.
I feel
comma.
Like I'm on the receiving end far more often than not.
Okay.
So, and literally legit was on the receiving end of like 71 the other day. But that's fine. That's fine. Just want the viewers to understand. There's a lot of memes.
Yes, yes.
A lot of interesting reels that are put forward. So I thought, why not just take an episode where we go through various reels that we've seen or questions or memes that have come up and talk about some of these hypotheticals. Rather than do it in the group chat,
this is
let's
great.
Do it on the pod.
This is great, because I'm always like, I want to know what y'all think. But sometimes we don't get time to do it.
Yeah.
So this is
especially
great.
Especially when like you sent it and it was messaged like 34 of 71. Like, I can't, it's hard to get back to that.
Come on, bro. Get with it. Get with the program.
All right. So a few of these. So let's just, so everybody knows, I haven't shared these, but a few of these y'all may recognize.
Okay.
Because I did go back in the group chat and pull some of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to have a couple caveats, especially for people who like to color outside the lines. I think we all know who we're talking
about.
Who is
that?
And because I'm not going to let you use the answer that was in the meme that was provided or the reel that was provided. So
okay.
You're going to have to go outside of the box even further. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm not going to let you off the hook and use the easy answer.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay.
So I think the most fitting place to start is probably one of the top two most talked about things the past month in sports. One is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. That's not where we're going.
T-Swizzle.
And T, what would Kelce be?
Just Travis Kelce.
TK?
TK, yeah. But the other one is Deion Sanders. Prime time. Been the most talked about.
Oh yeah.
And over the past month. So you might recognize this one, but it was an interesting question. Who would be the equivalent Deion Sanders for college basketball? And on this particular reel, the answer was Allen Iverson. So you can't use Allen Iverson as your answer. But thinking about the impact that Deion has had as a professional football player that came in to build up Jackson State and then build up Colorado now, and the impact that he's had, look at all the celebrity he's brought in, all the notoriety, the attention. Who would be the college basketball, who could be the college basketball equivalent?
Like now or whenever, however.
Now, but it could be.
Minus Allen Iverson.
It could be player from any time minus Allen Iverson, because that's the one that came through in the rule.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
Now I'm trying to figure out.
All right, you take time. Let me think. Yeah, so I think, and this is based off of recent memory. I can't go as far back right now. I say Zion Williamson, when he was in Duke. Oh man, that was must-watch basketball. This guy was like
no. But who would come in and coach? Like the how Coach Prime has come in and raised up Jackson State program in Colorado.
Oh, okay, good. I wasn't the only one here.
Oh, so you're speaking in fragments now? Okay.
Some of Mateo's communication. No, but that's why I said that who could come in and have the impact of raising Jackson State, raising Colorado, bringing all the celebrities.
So if AI went back to Georgetown,
something like that. Okay, that was the answer I was given. AI would be able to attract all the.
That was wondering why you're looking at me over here like that. Because
yeah, it was like Zion. That Zion's helped. Gonna coach. Do what? I don't know if that's a good idea.
I know. I got one.
Okay.
I got a good one.
I think I know who you're going to go with. I think I know who you're going with too.
Gilbert Arenas.
I knew it.
Arizona State.
I knew it.
Yeah, I was going
to
take that.
Gilbert Arenas back to Arizona State. Oh my God, bro. I will watch every Arizona State game. That's Gilbert Arenas is a genius, a living genius walking out right now. He's in flesh. And we don't appreciate him enough. This man is knowledge beyond knowledge. He is, I consider him the basketball version of Prime. That's Gilbert Arenas for me. So that's my answer.
Mateo?
I really can't think of one, dog.
You want a rain check?
You know why I knew you were going to choose Gilbert? Because Gil was going to be my answer, too.
See?
But to me, it wouldn't matter what program. He doesn't have to go to Arizona State. To me,
right, but that's his alma mater, right?
So. Right. But so Prime didn't go to his alma mater.
That's true.
But he could go to anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere he goes.
And
it would be entertaining. So I think another one that I have that I think through that I think would be hilarious would be Kendrick Perkins. Big Perk. Because he's become this bigger than life media personality. There would be some interesting press conferences.
I can see that.
There'd be some interesting attention at some of those schools.
You know, as soon as
you know who I think?
I got one.
Kevin Garnett.
No, didn't go to college.
I know, but if he went to coaching, right?
You know who? On my end? Ray Lewis.
College basketball?
Well, you said Coach Prime. He did football.
No, but I said who would be the equivalent of Coach Prime in college basketball?
Yeah. Huh. Like, I think from just Gilbert also from like the mental, but obviously he's entertaining. Like, if you just go straight mental, like I think like, you know, Rajon Rondo is super smart.
Or who can bring the notoriety to the program,
right,
too.
Right, and I mean,
I think
Gil.
Actually, you know what, John Wall. I don't know, for real. No, straight up.
Dude, even our off-camera audience is raising their eyebrows at you, bro.
I ain't worried about them. Love you, though.
Come on, bro.
No, for real. Like, no, John Wall's game is man's smart. He learned on the Gil. Dude, legitimately, all the teachings that he could do would be great for a program.
So, you know when you said memes? This probably is going to become a meme.
So let's see what the next question is.
You just got really sick, John Wall. Wow.
I'm gonna sit with my man.
Wow. All
right. So this next question, I thought I was throwing a little softball. So this next question is a little deeper.
Clearly, it wasn't soft enough.
But this one's going a little deeper now.
Okay.
If you could take any athlete's skill set and give it that skill set to another athlete in another sport for one day, whose ability would you choose and in which sports would they compete?
John Bone Jones for Kobe Bryant in MMA.
So you want Kobe's mentality to give it to John Jones and MMA? Okay.
So for our viewers who don't know John Jones.
He's a UFC fighter. Good fighter. I legitimately just think about it. I said, oh, that'd be dope. Like the mentality for John Jones and use that. Oh, that'd be awesome. Like in a ring, just toying with him the whole time that they already do, but he's just toying with him more. Oh my God, it'd be so cool.
So you're saying personality, right? not skill set.
Skill set. Yeah, what skill set would you get from a player in one sport and give it to a player in another sport for a day?
No, I was right on that. Mm. No, John Bone Jones skill set.
And give it to Kobe? Kobe. So you want Kobe?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I would love to see that. Dude, Kobe's a fighter.
So then Kobe would turn into like an insane version of Meta World Peace?
He would have literally be fighting. He already had, there's a thing called a shark cape, like the shark tank. You already know about that, right? Mm. That's a meditation thing. He's already a fighter. You already had a black belt. I forgot what Kobe had a black belt in. But dude, that'd be awesome.
Wow.
Mm. That would be wow. Pay-per-view TV.
So I don't want to use the obvious, like the Braun, right? Because that's the easy answer. I think if you give Prime's ability. No, let's take Prime out of this because he's again an easy answer. Bo Jackson's ability to Russell Westbrook. Imagine that. Every time this guy, when the way he attacks the rim is already lethal. Mm. You had that guy coming at you. You are not getting in his way. Mm. Bo Jackson to Russell Westbrook. Mm. I think that would be a deadly.
Mm. Interesting.
I didn't want to go the easy route. My bad.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I went the easy route. So I wanted to take Patrick Mahomes' ability to improvise and give it to Braun. Mm. Just for a day. Just for him to do some like really, really wild. Mm. Like really, yeah. really wild.
So you mean Magic Johnson?
But like so on steroids.
No.
Braun is more fundamental than anything. No, but he would be like Magic Johnson on steroids. Wow. With Patrick Mahomes' ability to improvise the way he like
throw the sidearm
passes and he does things that you're like, how is this even possible?
So you know what? I want to go the other way then. That you said that. I want to give Magic's ability to Pat.
Mm.
Now I want to do eyes closed.
I mean, he kind of already does it.
Like behind the back passes.
He's almost there.
It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. So now I kind of went a little easier on that one. Okay. So.
Go ahead. My bad.
No. So.
Because I also want to give Dwight's sleeping ability to Calvin Johnson.
Dwight.
Like so he can leap even higher. Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Because his leaping ability,
like
you could give his leaping ability to like 99% of the NBA.
Like, imagine how high. Like, can somebody like Deion guard that?
Let me give Calvin Johnson's leaping ability to Trae Young. Let's call it a day.
Or even Luka, he needs leaping ability.
No.
Who had the highest vert? Wasn't it a Nate Robinson? I'm not even trying to kid. He had one of the highest verts.
Did he? I'm sure. Like, he won the dunk contest
multiple times.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. So this was another one that was sent through. So I'm not going to let you use the obvious either. But one modern day NFL player is playing today versus a throwback NFL player. Mm-hmm. So the easiest one that was brought up was Justin Jefferson versus Prime.
Oh, a matchup one.
Matchup
one.
Oh, got it. 1v1.
Hmm. Prime versus Justin Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's the one you can't use.
You can't use that one.
So modern NFL versus throwback NFL.
Hmm. It has to be NFL. Okay.
Yeah. So for me, I'll go first. So I'll let y'all think. And I'm not going to go that far back in recent history. And I'm going to call it throwback only because he's not in the league anymore.
Hmm.
But I would love to see Prime Julio Jones, my boy, my guy, prime Julio Jones, not free agent Julio Jones that's hurt and can't get picked up by a team Julio Jones, right? Prime Julio Jones against against Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner from the Jets.
Julio.
Prime Julio Jones versus Sauce Gardner from the Jets, who's probably one of the fastest rising corners. Mm. I would love to see him. Because also, too, Julio was tall and fast. He got the Julio jersey. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, should I get a goat mask like Shannon? Start making goat noises?
You should have loved it.
But no, with the way Sauce has come in and like taken over the league, like, and he's a tall, like, lean corner too, I would love to see the matchup against, oh my God.
My God, Prime and Julio, Prime and Calvin?
No, I'm talking about Prime Julio Jones versus Sauce Gardner.
Oh, Sauce. Woo.
Yeah, not priming. I take the easy one.
Right, I got you. I want to
see one of the young guys who's come in and taken. Like, Sauce has, like, killed every receiver, basically, since he's stepped on an NFL field at this point.
So he's past Jalen Ramsey?
I mean, I still need a little bit more time on that.
Okay.
But just saying, we've seen Julio versus Jalen. I want to see prime Julio Jones, like 2016 Julio Jones.
Okay. That's a good one.
Against 2023 Sauce Gardner right now.
You know who I'm thinking of?
Who's that?
Aaron Donald versus the refrigerator.
Tell us who the refrigerator is.
Michael Bettis.
Jerome Bettis.
That's not the refrigerator. He's the bus.
That's the bus.
William Perry's from the Bears.
My bad. I'm thinking of like both of them right now. Because I was also thinking, I was going to say him, and I was going to say... what's the Chicago Bill?
Walter Payton?
No, Mack.
Khalil Mack?
Yeah. I was also thinking that too. But
he's not on the Bears.
You're way out of it.
Man, you're the old guy.
Two teams ago.
Got that white creeping in, bro.
No, but Aaron Donald versus the bus would be crazy too.
Woo. I got one. Bo versus Lawrence Taylor. Bo Jackson.
Who's modern?
Yeah, I mean, modern Lawrence, they didn't play together.
No, modern no, NFL versus modern, like he the, always colors so far out the damn lines, I swear. I'm speaking in fragments now. This guy, what are you hearing? Modern NFL. Hey, let me pick somebody from the 70s.
Not the 70s.
80s, I mean, I'm just
80s, 90s.
No, 90s.
Let me pick somebody late from the 90s, 1940s.
Mid 90s.
That's modern 80s? Enough.
I'm not dead.
I mean 19th century. My bad, bro. All right, let me think now. But that's a good one though.
Yeah.
The bus. I like that.
No, I was thinking about that. I was watching highlights.
How about your boy that you were talking about earlier, Daryl Green versus Tyreek? Talking about speed on speed. Talking about speed on speed.
Oh.
You know who else I would like to see?
I would like to see
Lamar against Ed Reed.
Yo,
Lamar against Ed Reed.
Yo. All right, so Bo against Ray Lewis.
No, he's still not modern.
Modern is
playing now.
Currently playing.
Matt, you're standing in front of the camera, my guy.
You feel that way about it? You got to cover our cameras, bro. Come on now.
Don't need to see all that. I can promise you that. Nobody want to see any of that, sir.
Wax on, brother.
Pause.
pause, right.
I'm going to say it's been a minute since I did that, but all right.
What if you say Sean Taylor against Travis Kelce?
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. That's a good one. Yeah.
Safety against a tight end?
Yeah.
I respect you for that.
Yeah.
All right. I know NFL's not your cup of tea. I'm going to let you off the hook with that one. So I'm going to say, let's do the same thing.
As you can see, NFL for me is back in the day.
So let's do the same thing for NBA. Modern NBA, currently playing.
No. How about this? Jerry Rice versus Sauce.
Yeah. I mean, any top receiver versus Sauce.
He's known as the greatest receiver ever.
Yeah. Except for Julio. So anyway,
I'm joking. Wow, you're gonna get burnt, bro. They're gonna kill you in the comments.
Listen, I'm a fan, but I ain't crazy. All right, let's switch to NBA. Modern NBA playing now versus throwback NBA, and nobody can say Jordan versus MJ, Kobe versus MJ. Let's get that nonsense.
But you said modern, right?
But no,
follow your rules, brother.
No Jordan versus LeBron.
Anyone? So Jordan's out. LeBron is out.
Yeah. Let's make it fun.
Okay. So y'all gonna be mad at me for saying this, but I want to see Ant Edwards, and I know I can't think of it. I see his face, and y'all gonna be mad, but somebody from the Bad Boys business. I see his
Tayshaun Prince.
Thank you.
Nobody want to see that.
I do.
Okay.
Okay, you suck. You know what? I mean, all right, fine. Okay, all right. Jimmy Butler.
All right, man. Let me give you one. Ready? Okay. Allen Iverson versus Ja Morant. 1v1. Mm. 1v1. That right there, I'll pay money for that one.
Mm. Who would win?
I'm going to give it to AI.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to AI. But that'd be a great matchup, though. Prime AI versus Prime Ja. Not, I don't even know if Ja's in his prime yet. But this Ja is still right now.
You know what I want?
Who?
I want prime.
Mm.
Like, prime Ron Artest.
Mm.
Ron Artest. The Lakers. Not Meta World Peace.
Okay.
I want prime Ron Artest.
Like Houston.
I want prime Ron Artest. Indy, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I want prime Ron against KD. Because they got to see each other later in their career.
Mm.
But I want to see, like, defender versus scorer.
See, in that case, now I want to see KG prime versus KD.
And you know, y'all keep saying this. I want to see Rasheed Wallace just tear up Cat. I honestly do.
What is it with you against Cat?
Yeah, why do you got a thing against Cat? You got this, like,
Cat
Carl hate. Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
He all right. That's it. That's it. He's just all right.
He all right.
He ain't special. Yeah. He ain't done nothing. What has he done? He been in the league for how many years? And now ain't
so,
sticking
so over? Can I ask a similar question?
Sure.
What has John Wall done? Oh, while he was more. On the Wizards.
Ooh.
A lot more.
Mm.
What has the Knicks done?
I don't know.
Besides losing to Atlanta.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I'm not right, a Knicks fan. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're a Nets fan. Oh, wait.
I'm not a Nets fan either.
He doesn't have a team.
I'm not like that.
That's why you can't try to take pot shots at him like you tried to take pot shots at me.
On the last episode.
See? He tried it again. He's like, damn, I'm losing. I need to take a shot.
So I got the bar. Man, I got to do good. Shot.
Yeah. No, I just want to see defense being played at the highest level against offense with no hand check rules.
So let's take prime Ron versus prime Russ. Nah, that triple KD, double Russ though.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather see the pure score. I want to see
know,
somebody
like that physicality will be.
But I want to see somebody who's the most elite at scoring against somebody who's the most elite at defense.
So then in that case, would you want prime Ron or Tony Allen? Versus Steph.
Mm-mm. Why not? I want to see KD and Ron.
No, but you said prime scoring. He's one of the greatest scorers.
You know.
Yeah, but he's a different kind of. He's not going to be the one-on-one scorer like KD is.
Actually, you know what? Here's what I want to see. I got it.
Don't say.
I want to see T-Mac. Right? T-Mac played D. T-Mac, prime T-Mac, that Orlando T-Mac. No, go ahead.
Microphone.
No. No, mind.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
You're not going to say him. I know you're not, because that's my guy. You're not going to say Jaylen Brown. No.
No. Kyrie.
Mm.
Mm, that's a good match.
Versus Kyrie. Because one has supreme length, quick, can jump, all that. Kyrie got to get, and he's really crafty with on tall trees. How does he handle that?
See, I'd rather see Kyrie against Isaiah.
Yeah, but again, those are smaller guys. I want to see a big guy hounding Kyrie who can play defense. Like, that length is a problem.
I was going to say Isaiah versus Prime Rondo.
Isaiah versus...
Nobody wants to see that.
Isaiah Rondo, bro. Come on, man. Stop it. Yo, man, what are you doing?
They carry the whole team.
Rondo?
Rondo!
Which team?
Dude.
2K?
Dude. Lakers and a Celtics. Dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't have Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Kendrick Perkins.
And who was the coach on the team?
Doc Rivers. Okay, he's a coach. He's a coach. I'd rather have... Who'd you say against him? Who'd you say against
him? Isaiah
Thomas versus Rondo?
Yes.
I can't believe this is a real conversation right now.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this is a real conversation.
I'd rather see that.
You gonna demand that man's IQ and they call literally CP3 the god and he literally got two rings? That man legitimately dissected everything during the Lakers run.
Listen, I like Rondo, but you wildin' right now. That's, you are wildin' right now. Bruh, you're wildin' right. Just
I'm not. Okay. I wanna right. see that. High IQ. Like, dude, I could say, what, you want me to say CP3 versus him? Dude. If you want to go by every... Dude.
My man Hack checked out.
I already want to entertain this. Please, next question. Come on, bro. Let's move past this. This
What's wrong with
shenanigans.
That? He What's said, wrong with that? What's wrong?
Ain't no one tuning in. My God. Bro,
dude,
are you okay? I'd rather see Magic Johnson versus, who'd you say? Isaiah? That's from back then, right? Nobody, Rondo, so Rondo and Isaiah, Rondo's not playing. One, you're breaking the rules.
You already said prime team, man, and I'm like, all right.
And it's Kyrie.
Kyrie!
Oh, yeah, still so I playing. Come outside the lines. Oh, I fool to you. I fool to you.
But right. either way, I'm glad you did because, Lord, you just gave us that. That horrible answer. Whew,
my How's goodness. That horrible?
Nobody's. Look, I appreciate everything Rondo did on the court. Nobody's tuning in to see that. Not happening. Nobody's tuning in to see that except for you. And then you can be an audience of one. That's cool. Maybe you can get your jersey signed when you're done. You'll be an audience of one, bro. I promise you that. All right.
You might be let there, us know how it goes.
Might be there sitting next to all the family members because that's about the only group that's tuning in to see that. Okay.
You know what's another one? Another one? Can I?
One more.
So he's kind of in the league, but not in the league, I guess. I don't know. They're figuring it out. Prime KG versus Dwight Howard. Like a prime Dwight, that Orlando, like, shut everything down
but
Dwight.
But we still kind of had that, though.
Did we?
Yeah, we had KG in 2008 was still... Dwight was in his prime.
No, but 1v1. That's team ball. I want to see 1v1. Because, you know, back in the day, they used to do like... remember Kareem versus Dr. J? And Kareem destroyed Dr. J.
But KD was shut... No, KD all day.
That's no.
KG.
Oh, KG.
Not KD.
I thought you, my bad. Oh.
Kevin Garnett.
Oh.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios. Kevin Garnett.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
That'd be a great matchup.
That would be.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's all you good, man. I know you're having a moment.
No, when you say KD, you went like that. I said, oh, he said KD.
Not KD.
My bad. All
right. So while we're on the topic of basketball, let me shift gears here for a second. For $1 million is on the line.
Okay.
You get 10 attempts. You either have to... And you have to pick one or the other to do all 10 attempts to try to get $1 million.
Okay.
You either have to score on LeBron or turn over Kyrie.
Or turn over as turn a cause over, a turnover?
Cause a turnover.
Okay.
On Kyrie.
Okay.
You get 10 attempts.
Okay.
For a milli.
And then, or what else?
That's it. So you get 10 attempts for a milli. So which one are
which
you
Which one would you rather take?
Correct.
Hmm.
There's no coloring outside the lines on this one.
So, you know what my answer is going to be. And y'all too definitely know what this answer is going to be. Y'all should already be answering this because this is going to be Kyrie.
You rather play Kyrie?
What?
Yeah.
I
believe in myself. But
okay.
No. Wow.
Listen, I admire the...
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The delusional faith, but okay.
Delusional faith?
Delusional confidence, whatever you want to call it. Okay. You gonna cause a turnover on Kyrie?
I'd rather take 10 attempts?
You gonna take cookies from Kyrie?
I'd rather try that than try to score.
NBA players can't take cookies from Kyrie. This man, wow. Okay. What would I do? Clearly, you know my answer now. Is try to score on Bron.
This guy, what?
I'm sorry. Like, yeah, nah, bro.
No.
What?
Bron all day, every day for me.
Like, you don't have any chance at taking cookies from Kyrie.
Dude, think about it. Which NBA player has taken cookies from Kyrie to date clearly without...
I don't care. I'm a believer myself.
That's a party of one.
Like a party of one for you, too.
This is the second time that it's a party of one.
My man's went on break and just lost his mind.
He doesn't... You want to take cookies from Kyrie? How? In what universe? In the MCU?
Rich cookies. Those cachet cookies on the internet? Rich cookies you taking? My God.
No, nope, I'm taking my chances. Call me crazy.
Yo, this guy's lost his mind, bro.
I did it. Nah, bro.
He literally sent me into a coffin fit because I just can't believe the ridiculous thing. You gonna, bruh, you don't stand a chance with Kyrie. He gonna wipe the floor with. He gonna have you dancing and circling. He gonna be have you.
He gonna have you doing cha cha cha. All the way
back to 2004. You gonna be cranking a Soulja Boy. He's gonna have you dancing.
I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not laughing.
You gonna be doing stanky leg in the middle of the court. That's what you're gonna be doing. My God, bro.
You know the only answer
out of all the people. No,
I thought that was a freebie. I thought it was an easy one that you gave us.
The only answer you can.
No, I want the hard challenge. At least, look.
He doesn't want the $1 million. Is what he said.
You scored on LeBron. Shit, my bad. That ain't gonna happen.
I have a better chance in 10 attempts to get lucky.
Correct.
Stealing.
I can chuck one up.
Right.
And it just might happen to bank in.
Correct.
One pump fake may bite. Absolutely. I might just get that shot.
This man's crazy.
Oh wow. Okay. I'll love to watch that though. Watch him cook you.
So I feel like I need to take it deep again.
All right, let's do it.
So I'm going to transition off of that.
Okay.
That nonsense. Go into another deep question.
Nah, I still believe in myself.
Sure.
I'm glad you were raised to believe in yourself. If you could swap one athlete's personality with another athlete's personality in a different sport for a whole season, what personality swap would lead to the most entertaining results?
I already got it.
I already did too. Deion Sanders is and Kawhi.
What do you mean? You want to give him
his personality and Kawhi
to give it to Kawhi?
Yes.
Does it have to be cross sport?
Yeah.
You can. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can do one in sport, but the idea is to cross sports.
I want to give Gilbert Arenas' personality to Barry Sanders.
What? Why?
Because Barry was unstoppable. Or give it to Bo Jackson. Give his personality to Bo Jackson. I just want to keep using it. But Barry was always quiet, never showboated, very to, you know, his business. Or give Gilbert's to Jerry Rice. To those guys who don't speak up, but they're great. Give his personality to Calvin Johnson.
So I have one that on either side, is just going to be entertaining as hell.
Okay.
I want to give KG's personality to Andrew Luck. Listen. Listen. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Like, on both sides, right?
Wow.
Because Luck always gave the PC quarterback answers. Right. Can you imagine him?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can you imagine him talking like KG after after every game in the press conference? And then can you imagine KD go, nice dunk. Nice dunk. Appreciate that. Right. Oh, good shot you made on there, man. Hey, good job. Like, it's just so counter to each personality.
That is awesome. So this makes me, I want to give Chad Ochocinco's personality to Tim Duncan. Can you imagine? Oh my hilarious. God. That'd be hilarious. Or even like T.O.'s personality to Tim Duncan.
Can we do WWE real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not usually supposed to say this, but Steve Austin's, I want to give it to Kyle Murray. I want to. Wait what? A minute. I want Steve Austin's personality and Kyle Murray's. That would be hilarious because he's 5-something. He's going up against everybody. And just to have that big personality, that would be absolutely.
Walking around after.
Exactly.
After every person. Give me a hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So in that sense, I want to give.
You going to say The Rock?
No. No. The, oh my God, the player just blanked out. Let me come back.
Okay. I will say what team.
No, just go ahead.
Oh right, my so god! Yeah, that was my. It was Andrew Luck and
Undertaker's personality, or to Tyreek Hill.
Just to walk around like the dead man.
Right, right. He plays that music where he goes, and then he has the guy behind him with the urn, because he's gonna cook everybody, putting everybody.
Okay, all right. Ooh, that I thought that was gonna go deeper than it was. That was
Scotty to Hotties to I don't even know what wideout I can think of.
My mind. We're gonna go. Right.
I thought another one. I want to get Macho Man's personality.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Right, right.
I want to who?
To Tim Duncan. Imagine him talking to Pop, Coach Pop.
Oh, see, in a wrestling though, we could go so many places. Because I think if you take any like outlandish personality and give it to like a like most quarterbacks, would give the conventional like PC answers, right? It's outlandish. Like look at Kirk Cousins when they dress him up in all the chains and drip. Everybody gets entertained because that's not his personality, right?
Oh my god, yeah.
So I think any outlandish personality you could give to the Rock and quiet Manning. Person.
Actually, I want to give Macho Man's to Phil Jackson, coaching.
Oh yeah.
We go to triangle offense.
Nah, you know what? The Rock and Doc Rivers.
So every time someone Rondo messes up, he goes in the brow. Late to smack the down.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to $1 million question.
Literally.
Literally. Oh. Let's see what Matt says on this one.
We've been on a roll with him.
Matt's been on a roll. So for $1 million in 10 attempts, same thing.
Oh god.
10 attempts, NFL version. You either have to clamp Jay Jettas, Justin Jefferson. Okay. Bruh, come on now.
I don't be watching football like that no more.
Man, you need to get on it. Jay Jettas, you got to clamp him in 10 attempts, or you have to tackle Derrick Henry 10 attempts.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You're
stupid on that.
For $1 million.
I got to go with it. I ain't taking that hit from Derrick Henry. No, whoa, wait.
For a milli.
Not a milli, though.
Are you more likely?
I just got to tackle him?
You got to tackle him.
No, you got to. So here's the question. Do you have to only bring him down?
Yeah.
No. That's a tackle. No, wait.
Yeah, you got to bring him down.
No, but you can bring him down in multiple ways without having to tackle him.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
That's the question.
How? No, you have to tackle him.
That's still a tackle. That is still a tackle.
Okay, so I can trip him and he'll fall. That's a tackle? No. Does that count as a tackle?
Yeah, not really.
So again, that's the question.
No, okay.
You're not going to trip him.
You can't trip him, but necessarily. But
I can try versus getting hit.
He going to truck you or stiff arm you.
No,
so let's frame it that way then, right?
The attempt of you trying to get an attack and he's going for the... Like,
oh, this is open field,
I
got to
go
too.
For a clean tackle.
This is open field, no, too. Okay.
You're going for a clean tackle. The thing is, if he hits you and you land, but you still grab his leg and he falls, guess what? That's a tackle. And I'm going to go with that. Because trying to clamp, nope, we good. I'm all right. No.
Bro, you ain't tackling Derrick Henry. I'm not tackling him
either. Look, I'm 5'6", okay? I'm not doing either, okay?
Like, all right. So what's your answer?
So I was gonna say he's gonna. You know how Deion spoke about Bo Jackson stiff arming him and dropping him.
Yeah, it's
him
gonna
down.
Be one of the,
it's
I know,
gonna be one of those.
Like even trying to clamp. What's his name? Like, nah.
Remember when what was his Seahawks running back? Great. Oh my god,
Marshawn Lynch
went against the Saints. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Yeah,
I know.
I would just take the chance.
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, easy. The Justin Jefferson. Like I'll try that.
I'll take the chance that he gets like overthrown once. Just
exactly, it'll be a bad
you're
pass.
You're not tackling Derrick Henry in the open field,
right?
You're not.
Nah.
Like with Justin.
All right, can I ask you this then? So you think this one's so super easy? I'm gonna throw a curveball in here. Would you rather try to tackle him or take sack from Aaron Donald?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Now what are you gonna do?
You gonna get trucked? But listen, are you gonna get trucked by Derrick Henry or are you gonna take a sack from Aaron Donald?
None of the above. I'm forgiving that milli.
For a milli.
Yeah, I'm forfeiting that milli, bro.
For a milli, one hit? Oh, yeah, I'll take the hit from Aaron Donald. Easy. Sorry.
He said easy.
Easy meal.
You got quarterbacks who are scared of this man. He said easy.
He said easy.
All you got to do is do this. I'll fall. Easy meal. That's it.
No.
No.
I know what it's saying.
You have to take the hit.
No, it okay. What?
There is no color.
So this is like 1980s. You got to take the hit. Like
1980s.
That hit. Not this new.
He gonna fall on you.
Not this new quarterback rule stuff.
No, Derrick Henry. No, you're
that's the. There we go. Wow. Yeah, man, I'm gonna go for the. Cause you know why I'm gonna go Justin? Like he said, right? There's a person throwing him the ball. And that's, so we're doing. He can throw an error, and it'll be. I stopped him.
So we're doing pros versus Joes again. I like this.
All right. While we're on the subject of NFL, NBA, who is the one NFL player that you think could clamp any good NBA player? Not clamping LeBron or clamping Steph, but just like who's an NFL player that could clamp most good NBA players?
NFL to NBA defense.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of NFL guys that play basketball, right?
Right, right. I mean, you spoke of Sauce.
Yeah.
Sauce.
I don't know, though. He's got that long, he's got that tall, long frame that's good for a corner, but I don't know.
You know who I put in?
DK Metcalf.
Maybe. He's more of a dunker.
Right.
We're talking about clamps.
No. Like
who's he gonna clamp?
Does it have to be current or any like?
How tall is he? Yeah.
History of NFL.
Let's do current. Yeah, current.
How tall is he? Yeah.
That changes things.
It's just too easy to go back in time and pick like Dion who played multiple sports. So you know who I pick? I pick Jalen Ramsey.
See, I haven't seen him play ball, so I don't know.
See, I think Jalen Ramsey.
He's still in the league.
Yeah, he's still in the league. He plays for the Dolphins. Jalen Ramsey, he has the lateral quickness plus the, you know, when you can lock down on like your side completely, man, I think he could put clamps on most decent NBA players.
Well, can we go back and not pick Prime? Let's keep him out of it.
Yeah.
What about like
you always want color outside the lines?
I mean, listen, I'm just expanding on him. Like Darrell Revis.
But see, he was more of a football build. I don't think he had the basketball build to do that.
No?
Yeah.
No. Ed Reed.
No.
No. I don't see it.
No.
What about, let's...
Actually, during that era, and if I'm wrong, I'm not even trying to be funny, you kind of want to look at more of the offensive
side. What about, like, does it have to be defensive? Can it be Antonio Gates? Can it be...
That's a good one.
Do you think that Miles Garrett could clamp
LeBron? Tony Gonzalez.
Do you think Miles Garrett could clamp LeBron?
No. Stop it. Stop.
If you got 10 attempts.
LeBron, he might be physical with him, sure. But not clamp.
Probably foul out.
But not, when you say clamp, clamp is different than 10 attempts. Right? Clamping means I stopped you. That's right. No.
Absolutely not. You don't think he can clamp him one time in 10 attempts?
No. Clamp means consistency. That's when you get the clamp title. I'm talking about
like, they,
yeah, anybody can get lucky.
Like, not LeBron puts up a shot and he misses, but he like
clamps him.
Cookies, yeah, block. But
anybody can. You've been playing basketball long enough, everyone gets gotten once, at least once.
Yeah.
So if that happens once, to be the once, that's not. I don't consider that. Yeah, whatever. Anybody can get lucky.
Okay, but on an average, 10 attempts.
No.
Not like the one time that he's gonna get got in his life.
So one doesn't count as clamps to me. So. If you want to call that clamps, then sure, but that's not clamps.
I know, but the likelihood that somebody's going to get a block or steal in that one out of 10 attempts?
No.
No. No. I think you could get one, maybe two.
No, bro. Stop it.
Actually.
Calm down.
Calvin Johnson.
I don't know if he has
He got the feet work. He literally got feet work. I ain't trying to even be funny. To claim somebody in the NBA? Yeah.
I mean, he's got the length.
Yeah. So he's got the length, but I don't know if he has the horizontal side to side. I don't know.
Like the lateral movement?
Because he was more like downhill.
Right, he was north-south. I don't know if he's east-west type exactly. player.
But.
That's a good, you know.
But I think Miles Garrett has the physicality to do it. That's what I'm saying. I think he has the physicality. Yeah,
but even then, like...
He's so big, man.
You know who'd be good? Ah, see his face now.
Ah, short dude. One of the greatest wide receivers. Short. play for, I think he
plays snapping for, is not gonna help.
I can't play for the Ravens. He's a commentator now.
Steve Smith.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Maybe on a smaller guard, probably, but not on like a Bron.
Well, I didn't never say.
So can I flip this around?
Sure.
Let's go the other way.
Okay.
NBA player trying to lock down,
like Tyler a receiver Hill? Or Jay Jettas.
Yeah.
Ant. Man, I'm sticking with my man Ant.
Wow.
Yeah, it might be a good choice.
A good one.
That's
yeah.
a good for I know once. It is. For once, Matt has a good choice.
He's redeemed himself of 10. No, kind no. of. He's on his way back.
He's trying to work his wick claw his way back up. Ant's a good one, but
yeah, I know what? I'm done, Matt.
I mean, if you were to, I mean, they would have the length, but I just don't know that, especially if they're running go routes because basketball is such quick burst.
Right.
Back and forth, like you're not running 40 yards down the field. Or down the court.
So I got one. What about Russ? That triple double Russ.
See, I don't know.
He has that north south.
Maybe on a tight end. Maybe north on
south
a,
side.
Yeah, he maybe can on do
a
it tight all. End,
but not on a receiver.
But
oh, I think he can.
I just say clamp. So
I think he can. I think especially with his leaping ability on top, like he can do it.
Hey, you know who'd be good at clamping? Kendrick Perkins when the lineman gets a catch. I said when the lineman gets a catch. Bro.
Like Jimmy Butler would be, I think, a decent.
Yeah, he would. Bam. That's what he said. Bam.
He's too tall. He's too tall.
Now Russ is a perfect like.
He's like 6'9". You gotta like NFL players are much smaller.
Yeah.
Much smaller. Like if you get a 6'6" receiver, like that's huge for NFL versus in the NBA. 6'6" is like an average guard.
Mm.
So that's where it's hard to make that determination because that's which is the only reason why I think Myles Garrett stands a chance is because he's so strong that I think it would be difficult for LeBron to post him up. And I don't know that he could get by him.
Oh, so listen, that's cakewalk for Bron.
Not as easy. I mean, I think not 10 out of 10 times.
If you said KD,
how big is Myles Garrett again?
He's big. I don't know.
He's big like this, though. He's not big. Like, is he really big this way?
Like, tall? He's like a good 6'2"-ish. 6'3".
Yeah, like that's, nah. Mm. Not against Bron. Maybe the KD, sure. But not Bron.
We'll see. I would love to see it, though. Okay.
What else you got?
So, this was almost brought up in our previous episode.
Huh.
And I'm glad that we kind of didn't really scratch the surface of it because I was hoping we would save it for this.
Hmm.
Would you rather have $50 million and be a role player with 3 chips? Or would you rather have $200 million, be the star player, but have no chips?
Okay, so I know.
Say it again. Hold on.
$50 million role player. You're maybe a starter, spot starter, 6th, 7th man off the bench.
Okay.
$50 million, you know, that's nothing for this NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 chips or $200 million star player with no chips.
Being remembered or forgotten.
So one with chips, one without, basically. Money, no chips, no money, chips. Correct. But role player, not star player.
So, correct.
That's easy then. Go ahead, sir. You want me to go?
I don't like your answer, your question, because I had a different answer.
I had to throw a twist on it because the question that was originally sent was too easy. That's why.
No, it wasn't.
I had to put an RBA twist on it.
So yes, come
it
on, just answer the question.
I don't like you, man.
Answer the question.
Give me 200. Forget them chips, man. Dog, I need them bread. This economy and everything. Just
so if I'm going to be a role player. And just to say, I'm a champ, but I really didn't contribute. Like, no.
But you do contribute. There's role players that contribute to chips.
Yeah, but
okay. Let's say you're the sixth. All right, so
now let's
because it's you. Seventh. I gotta. You're the sixth man.
No, seventh.
Jesus.
So now, see there, you modify the question. That changes the answer.
This guy, he makes shit so complicated.
Dude, just answer the question like you told me.
I am.
You play it.
No, 50 mil, so 3 listen, rings, or 200. Listen, easy.
No, listen, it's not
listen,
easy.
Listen.
Yes or no?
Linda, listen.
Linda.
Linda.
Linda?
Linda.
Hey, you never saw that that video of the kid who was talking back at his mom. He's like, oh my Linda, God. Linda. Oh,
you call me Linda? Wow.
Linda, you know? Listen. Both of y'all, Lindas, listen.
Wow. Okay. We're both Lindas now.
I'm okay with that.
What does that make him?
When an NBA team.
Well, he got a K in his name.
When an NBA team plays in the playoffs, they usually go about 7 deep.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
All of those players contribute. So let's just say you're the sixth man.
Okay.
So that way you've contributed, but you're not the star player. That's the point.
Right.
You've contributed.
Okay.
You've played well, but you're not the star player. But you got your 50 mil. You got your 30 rings. But you're not the man. You don't got the 200 mil contract. You're not calling the shots.
So you're going to not like me for this? Because now I'm about to muddy it up a little bit.
God, don't just answer the question.
No, but listen, listen, listen. As a sixth man, right?
Yeah.
Do you need a job description too?
Lou Will is a sixth man.
I knew you were going to say
Jamal
that.
Jamal Crawford is a sixth man.
Okay.
As that sixth man was contributing, does that open up doors for you as the man or a starter on a different team?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
No.
It does.
Just answer the question.
And
I'm with Matt on this one.
And the 50 million, is that my NBA salary or this, or that's gonna open doors for me later? It does.
And Bernie Mac's words, America, you see what we gotta deal with? I'm sick of this.
Alright.
Oh, you just gotta answer it on the surface.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's too much surfacey for me. So I'm gonna go with the bread at that point.
Thank you.
Easy, I'm gonna go with the bread at that point.
I'm gonna take 3 rings.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the 3 rings and a 50 history. Mil. All
right.
So that I can say when it's all said and done, that I not only did I participate, but I was a key part of multiple championship teams, and if 50 mil is more than enough bread to take care of my family.
See, you're the guy that just said that that's nothing in this new NBA money, right? He's the guy that just said that.
You did.
So you just said that.
When?
You said
that. Right now. We would rewind the tape. Bro, you just said that 50 mil is nothing in this new NBA, right?
No, I just meant it's nothing for a sixth man to have a $50 million contract. That's what I meant.
He's speaking in French.
No, that's not. That's
he's not. I'm not gonna do that to him anymore.
No, what I was saying was because back in the day, a six man having a $50 million contract was crazy. Yeah, I was just trying to say 50 mil for a six man is not
a crazy concept
in this day and age.
I thought you meant from the other side. No. Okay.
So my point is, and I can turn that 50 mil into 200 mil or more later, right? I can take care of my family off 50 mil.
I mean, you
give me the legacy over the bread.
So in that sense, I'm gonna steal something what Gil said, because Gil got asked this question.
I remember.
And he said, because Rashad McCants was like, and he was showing his ring, whatever. And he's like, you can have that role player, so-called better career, right? But I'm gonna have a better life.
Yeah.
A better life, better life than you're ever gonna have. And that's fine.
Yeah.
No, but it is though. 200 mil is. Based on that situation, it is. So I'll take the better life, better lifestyle, better everything post, and I'm going to live a longer life than my career is. I'll take the money.
What did Dave Chappelle say on Letterman after he came back? It's like, well, I could have got, Jay-Z had 100 and I could have, but I got 60. And there's a huge difference in how you use the money.
Absolutely.
So give me this
and your buying power.
Yep.
So I'm going to, I'm going to have a better life. You can have take the career, that 6, 7, 8, 10 year career versus me living a 60, 70 year life. I'll take it.
Okay. So let's say you get a career earnings of 500 mil.
Okay.
With no chips.
Okay.
Or career earnings of 250 mil.
That's different. Now game's changed.
With 5 chips.
Oh, 200 mil, easy. Because now the numbers is so much drastically more.
But still, 500 mil is still more.
Money is not a big deal.
At that point, 50 mil and
200 mil are big difference. No. It's four times the money. Think about it. You just quadrupled the money versus just doubled it. At that point, the money's not that big deal.
Okay, so let's say you quadruple both.
It actually is you break it down. As soon as you say, how long is the career?
Listen, man. What are you going to put, an extra cheese on your burger? The point is you just quadrupled the money versus doubled it.
So let's quadruple both.
Not see again. Now you're changing. See, you keep changing the goalposts.
No, because I want to ask you. Then
so I answered my question.
So let's quadruple both.
Okay.
So, which one would you rather have? The chips with the smaller amount or the higher amount?
That money
with no
is
chips?
Already so high. I'll take that. But when you go 50 to that, 50's, that's a big difference. It
so
is.
So 50 ain't
especially
enough.
Nowadays, but for an NBA player living that lifestyle, taking care of multiple people in their family, yes.
I'm talking about you.
You don't but think it doesn't you come live, with just you, that. You it comes with the family.
You don't think that you could take care of 50 mil?
You said 5.
I for absolutely you. Can. So, but when you take 50 mil versus 200 mil, it's different.
Yeah, give me the 2 on that.
Give me the 50.
I want to take a better life. You can have that.
You said the 250 with their chips at 500. Now, the only other question I might really ask you is tell me how many years. That's it. I'm dead serious. There's a difference.
Right, that's another factor, right? There's too many elements of this.
Y'all make these, we're not going to do any more hypotheticals. Y'all have too many qualifiers. It's a simple question.
Do you want, and I answered it simply.
Do you want less money in rings or more money in no rings?
No, but
I answered it. More money, more money with no rings.
Like, for real, the career earn is a
based on the facts
chips.
That you presented,
I'm done with y'all.
I'll take the money.
I'm done with y'all.
That's it?
All right. My last question, and this question is only for Hack.
Oh,
okay?
Just for me.
Just for Hack.
Just special.
About this.
Just for Hack.
Special. Is this short bus special?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why the hell you look at me like that?
I didn't.
You said.
No, I didn't look at you. Remember, this is it's always the R word.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
We have no.
Anyway, you have to bring a friend to play basketball for a day.
Okay.
You get $1 million.
Huh.
If your friend airballs a shot, who you bring in?
Yo. Yeah. So, air balls a shot or a layup? What type of
it
shot?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Any shot.
Because
a layup, especially a layup.
Oh God, is it contested? Uncontested? It does matter.
You gonna bring different friends depending on the shot?
Yeah, because one is a guaranteed milli.
So give us the guaranteed milli.
So, if the situation is an uncontested layup off of a beautiful pass with nobody around him, I'm gonna guarantee a miss. Even our off-air audience knows who this is. Matt, can you come play with us so we both can get this money?
I'm gonna curse.
I'm gonna give you a little bit.
A little bit.
Are you going to get the residuals?
Okay.
Because you blew the layup.
That's why this question was for Hack only.
I have a question, guy.
What?
I have a question. In the spirit of this IG talk, will Damian Lillard win a Grammy before he wins a chip?
No. Anyway, next question.
Okay, no.
He doesn't have the lyrical skills.
Well, so what will he win first, a Grammy or a chip?
Most improved or MVP. Next question.
A Grammy or a chip?
Well, there's a lot of factors that I need to get you to qualify
most
here.
Most improved or MVP.
How many years does he have to try to get the chip or the Grammy?
His career.
How many years is that?
It depends on how long he plays. I don't know how long he's gonna play.
I'm just.
This is what y'all do.
No.
Come up with a bunch of different. Well, how many years? Because that depends. If he's only got 5 more years versus 10 more years, and that could change how
well,
he gets a chip.
Well, the rap game you can go longer on. So I mean, it depends, right?
What are all the
what
qualifiers?
Is he gonna win first? Though I said first. That's what I said.
He'll probably win a chip, but to be honest, to win a Grammy. He could, but no. The way, no.
Weren't you the guy, like the last episode who said, or 2 episodes ago said that you like his music?
I do.
And you think that he's a good rapper?
He's good, but he's not that good. Like,
damn.
Wow. Production wise, like, he's lyrically
damn.
Good.
Wow. But I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, he's trying to get us canceled already. You know, hey, like, Dame's coming after us.
I got
us.
Dame love all day.
So, and you be listening to his music?
Dame is good, man.
Do you really
I'm never going to say that, oh, he's good, but he's not that good. Like, I'm not going to say that.
The way I'm saying it is, no, he's good enough and he's
great for what he's doing right now, but to get a Grammy in today's and how they're going about it, he doesn't have the production, he doesn't have the backing for it. Like, shoot, Big Crit should have got a Grammy. Now, get to the point though. That's all I'm gonna say. No, so he wouldn't
get to the point. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Apparently, Matt is an audio engineer. I didn't know that. Maybe we should recruit him for that. So those services, sir.
So unfortunately, I don't think either. But
okay, either. So neither.
But,
I mean,
but
first.
I'm not going to disrespect the man.
Right. That's crazy. All you have to say was neither.
There's just a lot of other competition to get through to get both.
Right. Yeah. And he doesn't even want
but
it.
But you disrespected him. Man.
You did. This is my last question, though. Last question. Promise. If Trey and Luka ended up on their originally drafted teams, would they have similar or the same level of success that they've enjoyed so far? That's not putting them against each other. So if Luka ended up, stayed with Atlanta, Trey stayed with Dallas, would they still enjoy this level of success?
Nah, Luka be at the hookah shop.
But would it be different?
Nah, Luka be up in Atlanta, downtown, hookah bars. Nah.
Like, no. There's no hookah bars in Dallas?
Right.
It is.
Right. There's tons of them out there.
No, I'm kidding. No.
I mean, we all know about Dallas. Just ask Zion.
Is that all you got?
I don't know with the production. No disrespect. In all seriousness, no disrespect. I really don't know about the Hawks and as into what they would have done, but what they both been doing as for what they where they are now, it could seem like yes, but I don't know if the Hawks would have built around them. And I also know if nobody would have came for Trey, because I know people were coming for Luka and Dallas. So with that being said, nah, it'd be a different production. Sorry.
So Luka would not have as much. What about Trey though? What about him? He would or wouldn't?
No, wouldn't.
Wouldn't. So both would not enjoy.
Am I? No.
Wow. Wow. That's a bold take. Sir.
So you're wrong. Let's just start there.
I don't care. That's my opinion. I'm proud.
Which is wrong.
That's fine. Your opinion happens to be wrong.
I second him on that.
Well, y'all not public.
But you're not going to second me on the second part of
sure.
it, which is that Luka would be far less successful than Trey would.
Okay.
But Trey would continue to put up his double-double numbers, his 27 and 10, continuing every year. Because I think Trey has the type of game that's based on fundamentals, and you can translate him in. Plus, he would have been going into a more mature system at the time than what Luka was going to into in Atlanta, because they were still in the development.
So,
I don't think you put Luka and John Collins together and he's doing the same thing. He's not.
He just pulled the heck. He's adding extra elements. I didn't ask John Collins. He was on the team.
You said if you...
I'm just saying individually. I'm not worried about these extra team. I know that's a factor. But I'm asking just would they individually, as a talent, would they still rise the way they did?
Right. And so I'm saying that Trey has a type of game because his game is predicated on three-point shooting, getting to the rim.
Yep.
And passing.
Okay.
That's it. Where Luka's more a one-on-one player, and he's got to gel with the guys around him who have to give him the space to kind of like operate. And I don't think that the team that he would have went on was mature enough for him to be able to rise as fast as he did. Because remember, Luka came into a veteran team. Dirk was still there his first year. He got that mentorship from Dirk. That first year, he had more ingrained head coaches, right? Not Lloyd Pierce. He would have been coming in with still Carlisle at the time. Like, that's a big difference.
Okay.
For what, you know what I mean? So I don't think his game would have translated as fast as Trey's would. Because Trey's game, literally, he went from leading the nation in points and assists to coming in the league and within 2-3 years leading the league in points and assists. Like, his game immediately translated over. You give him a more experienced coach and better system.
Okay. So what we're saying is Dallas was a better team overall, or more mature team.
More mature team. More established.
More established team than Atlanta was at the time.
Correct.
Potentially isn't still. No. To Dallas, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, Hawks are better now.
Are they?
They kind of
really?
Are. I mean, even though they got Kyrie right now, it's just like it's not proven, and they're just kind of chilling.
Okay. No, I just wanted to ask that question, but
like
you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
But back to so just to anything else?
No, I'm good.
So back to wrapping this up. If you had one friend you had to bring along, and if they airballed a three, who would you bring?
A three now?
A three.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Because I'd still bring Matt.
I mean, I can't.
Let me change my answer.
Okay.
If you had to bring one friend along, or not my answer, my question. If you had to bring one friend along, and you get $1 million if they bank shot a three.
Oh, easy. Easy money. That's mad all day, every day.
On that note,
yo, watch fellas. What happens. I swish it.
That's the one time I swish the shot.
Be the one time.
Yeah. So be like, oh, this.
He gonna miss it on purpose, too. Just be like a big old F you to you.
No, the layup he'll make.
Yeah, of course. It'll be the one time he makes it.
Yeah, a contested one, too.
Be the one time.
Yep.
Be like it would be like the first time Hack would ever use a screen too. So
I don't like using
like yeah. done a set of screens. Ken
used
for
to
the
set
guy.
Me screens all the time and I just ignored
use
them.
The screen like $1 million on the line. He's still not going to use the screen. On that note, fellas, it's been real. Appreciate y'all. Until next time,
peace.